Same to you.
Before we get started here, let me just say that I've thoroughly enjoyed my visits with you guys every week. You've been more than civil, and that's a setup for you to be nice today. But really enjoyed it. You guys have been really good. Appreciate it.
Like your energy, like your
far away. Be nice.
We like your candor.
Hey, talk about Levante David and what, now that you've had almost a full season to watch him, evaluate him, how special has he been and how special can he be? I would think that you probably haven't seen, even though you've been around a long time, you probably haven't seen too many linebackers play this well, this early.
And this consistently, right. Yeah, I think he could end up being a great NFL linebacker. I don't think he's there yet. You know, he's still getting better. But he has all the intangibles that you're looking for. He's got great instincts. I guess if you were, you know, cutting him out of a mold, you might want him a little bit bigger. But it hasn't hurt him at all. He plays big. Plays a lot bigger than his size. But I think he could really be a special, special player. And he's had a good year already for us.
I'm sorry. What are some of those intangibles that he has? We probably haven't heard much about that.
I think the biggest thing is I think he likes football. It's not a chore for him to come to work and take practice snaps and watch film. And he's just, it might sound very trite, but he's really into it. You know, he likes it. He knows he's a good player, and he knows the harder he works at it, both in the classroom and on the field, he's only going to play better on Sundays, which he enjoys. So that's probably as much as anything. And he's a very competitive kid.
Can you talk about Mark Barron as well? Rick was asking about him with Coach Shiano, and he said that he thinks the last couple of weeks he's actually started to improve his play a little bit. Do you think he's kind of found a comfort zone?
I do think that. You know, I think when you just even talk about those two guys, obviously Mark and Dennis have done a great job in evaluating and getting guys in the draft for us. And, you know, you could almost say very similar things about Mark as far as just limitless potential. You know, he could be as good a safety as there is out there. And he'll only get better just by being in the league longer and seeing the passing attacks that we see every week and learning our defense better. And getting more reps at it, whether it's the blitzes or the run support or the coverage. But, you know, same thing. I don't think that the game is hard for Mark. You know, it comes to him easily, and he likes it. He's very competitive. He's got a lot of pride, you know. And, yeah, I think the two of those guys can be as good as we'd ever hope for in a draft.
Is there any way to quantify what losing Eric Wright for really 5 weeks, because he had the injury against Atlanta and didn't play, what impact it had on your defense, and do you think there's a chance, or what chance do you think there is he might play this week?
You know, I'll answer the second part. This week, I think we're kind of seeing how he runs around out there. You know, it's kind of like when Anthony Gator came back. You sit out for a month or so. You know, it's not like you just jump back in. I don't think it is like riding a bike. So that's for as far as this week. But, you know, he's an NFL starting corner. And that's what we brought him here to do. So it was a hit for us. I think the guys that have stepped in for him have done more than an honorable job. You know what I mean? All the guys that are playing now for us, you know, to a greater or lesser extent. But yeah, it's definitely a hit because, like I say, he's an NFL starting corner, and that's what we brought him in here for.
Bill, how infuriating is it on a consistent basis to do such an outstanding job on first and second down, stuff that run, get the third and eights that you've been, you know, preaching for, and then they convert? How infuriating is that for a guy in your position?
Yeah, I don't know if it's infuriating. It's frustrating. You know, it's frustrating for the players too because they, you know, our guys prepare and they have a lot of pride. And like you said, we've done a good job, at least on the rundowns, and put ourselves in a position for the longer yardages that you'd think would give us an advantage in the passing game. And we've been inconsistent in stopping, you know, very obviously so. So I think it's just frustrating. It's not really something that gets you infuriated. You're always brainstorming for, you know, how and why is that happening and what you can do about it, whether it's personnel or scheme or, you know, mostly those two things right there, how you can juggle your personnel around or put them in better positions and also the schemes that you're using. And are you, you know, we try to do a real conscientious job of self-scout and make sure we're not giving everybody the same looks each week, both in coverage and in pressure. And yet still we try to lean on the things that have been good for us, that we have had success. So we try to go back to those and use those. But there's no doubt it's frustrating for sure.
Well, for several years this pass rush has been a work in progress. Some of it has to do with injuries. I mean, the sacks aren't there, haven't been there the last few years. They haven't really been there this year. I mean, what do you think is the state of this team's pass rush and what's its future?
It I think it potentially could be very good. It needs to improve for sure. You know, like I said, if you talk to any of our D linemen, they tell you the same thing, you know. And like the rest of the guys on our defense, that's a very prideful group. Those guys know that they have pass rush potential. You might say that across, you know, the last 15 games, collectively, maybe they haven't put it together like you'd hope from a numbers standpoint, you know, production on the field of actually getting quarterback sacks. But I think potentially it's very good. We have talented defensive linemen. We definitely need to create more pressure on the quarterback in our pass rush, whether it's pressure, and a lot of it is pressure that hasn't been as effective. You know, we're sending more than four guys, but also just in our conventional four-man rush, it's got to improve. And like I said, those guys would tell you the same thing. They know they need to be more productive, and they're, believe me, they're straining their gut to do so. It just hasn't shown itself.
So getting Claiborne back could help that.
Counting on it, for sure, yes.
McCoy is a pro bowler. Talk about that.
Say that again.
Talk about Gerald being a pro bowler.
Oh, that's a great honor, and, you know, very happy for Gerald. He works very diligently, and he's a true professional. The guy's really competitive and has a lot of pride in his own personal performance. I think it is a reflection of our defense, and I think guys do take a lot of pride in the fact that we have a Pro Bowl defensive tackle on our team, and I think they think it is an indirect reflection of them and how they've played around him. And I think Gerald would tell you the same thing. So yeah, it's a great honor, and we're proud of it.
Bill, speaking of the defensive line, I mean, how much has Roy Miller been a big part of that defensive run defense, I guess, and how much of him and McCoy, I guess, work off each other a little bit?
I think there's a lot to that. You know, we play a tilted nose, which is a little different than a conventional nose tackle, and it definitely plays into how our three technique plays, because they're lined up adjacent to each other as the two tackles, you know, as opposed to an end and a nose tackle being apart from each other. So I think how Roy has played and how physical he's been in the run game has given a chance for some of the run blocking schemes for Gerald to get single blocked and get off and make plays. And I think Roy's had a very good year. He's been very disruptive, and he's a guy that a lot of times you have to put two blockers on, at least early in the down, or else he's got a chance to really knock the center back and get in the backfield.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great visiting with you guys.
Thank you.